Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. This time, I want to talk to you about my very, very simple calendar refresh reset, which I think you're going to find very valuable. What am I talking about? In this podcast, I'm trying to focus on strategy and bigger stuff, but right now, I thought that you're going to enjoy some kicking back, seeing some tactics that I use on my day-to-day work with my clients that you can use today to help you actually free up more time and become a leader instead of someone who's running, trying to catch up with their calendar, all right? What is the calendar reset? This is something that I usually do whenever I bring on a new advisory or coaching client to make sure that they actually have the framework that they need in order to think and work on progressing and invest time in leadership and vision and not just run from meeting to meeting to meeting. Our goal is to get big blocks of free time that you can allocate for yourself. Now let's work backwards to get there. First of all, open up your calendar and take a look about 2 weeks recently or something like that and see what's going on. What are your recurring meetings that happen every single week, every couple of weeks, etc., and assess those. Maybe you need to skip a bit to the future to only see those recurring things and not one-off scheduled meeting. And now that you've got that, start taking stock of it. And for example, I like to start with one-on-ones. Hopefully you've got these on your calendar. If you don't, you need to open up your browser right now, go to avivbenyosef.com, my site, and start reading up about having proper process with your people. But assuming you've got one-on-ones, you likely can and should adjust the cadence to the appropriate degrees. What does that mean? I recommend for most people to have one-on-ones with their direct reports weekly, but you should be doing one-on-ones with other people like peers and your boss and skips, people who are not your direct subordinates but report to your report. And you should be having one-on-ones with those as well, but those should be spanned out across a much larger block of time between every repetition so that you usually don't see them more than once a couple of months at big enough companies, even more. And now that you've got these, take stock of how many rigorous syncs do you have. I'm not talking about one-on-ones, but these recurring meetings that you have for, I don't know, Project X or the leadership staff thing or whatever, you've got these recurring meetings. Must you attend all of them? Must they all be weekly? Must they all have this big of a forum? Even if you still have to go to that meeting, if you can make sure that less people are in the meeting, those meetings are likely to be faster and shorter, which is what we're looking for. All right, so take stock of all your syncs and whatever, and consider whether you should be changing the cadence of some of them to repeat only every 2 weeks or stuff like that, and make sure that you really have a reason to be in all of them. You can, for example, say that you're not going to arrive and tell them, whoever is organizing them, to make sure to ping you if they really think you should be there in a specific meeting because of the agenda. And then, voila, you've just saved yourself so many needless meetings. Now, next, whenever you get invited to a new meeting, you should make sure that you can tell why you should be there, all right? This doesn't, of course, apply only to our recurring meetings, which I just talked about, but whenever you get this new invite, take stock, think about it, and say, should I really be there? Is there a decision that you need to make there? If there's no decision you need to make, and if it's something, for example, only meant to inform you of stuff, maybe you can be informed in a different manner. Maybe you can rely on someone else to just tell you the gist of it later, whatever. And if you decide that you should be there, make sure that the agenda is clear enough so that the meeting is likely to be productive. Make sure that not too many people are invited there. And now that you've got that, go over all of your regularly recurring meetings again. And what I always say is you can likely reduce 15 minutes from all of them without impacting the results. And usually you actually make them even better, all right? You actually improve meetings by making them shorter. So maybe not for one-on-ones if your one-on-ones are only 30 minutes or so. But most syncs, most recurring staff meetings, whatever you can, reduce 15 minutes out of them and move on, all right? And next, what you do now after we've reduced whatever we can, I'm assuming that right now you have, we trimmed all the fat. What you have right now on your calendar should be the stuff that you know that you must attend. It must be there and it cannot be shorter. And now that we have this lean piece of fillet calendar, what you want to make sure is that you defrag it. Do you remember it from our old Windows days? We had to defrag the hard drive, and you should be doing the same here on the calendar. That means badging things up. You shouldn't have 30 minutes here, 30 minutes to yourself, 30 minutes on again, an hour for yourself, etc., etc. You should be making sure that you batch these meetings as much as you can. So maybe you have a bunch of one-on-ones back-to-back. Maybe you make sure that the different team syncs are back-to-back, stuff like that. Why? Because what we don't want is for you to always work in these 30-minute increments that you can't have, you know, any real thought, because once it's done, you have to move on to the next meeting. What we want to make sure is that you have these big blocks of free time. So move the meetings as much as you can so that they are chunked together. You're the boss, and this is a perk you can allow yourself. Move things up to be better for your own calendar, right? I'm not saying make people arrive at 8 a.m. if that's not the hours you work. But I am saying that you can move up a few weeklies and no one will actually care too much. And now, once you have these, you can actually do what we wanted to do initially with your calendar. And what's that? If you recall, we wanted you to have blocks of time for yourself. And in my experience, doing this process on your calendar usually frees up several good hours per week. Easy. And if you didn't get at least 3 hours out of your calendar here, you either already have a very lean calendar, kudos if that's the case, or you just didn't trim hard enough. And if that's the case, drop me an email with a screenshot of your calendar and I promise you, I'll help you just get it done faster. Now, once we have this free time, get these chunks that you now freed up and allocate them. You can't leave all of your chunks free, because if they're free, someone is going to send you an invite for it. What we want to make sure is that you have at least some of your time blocked out, all right? I'm not saying block out everything else, because you need to be available for the team, I'm guessing. But do make sure that you have what I really, really think that you should be aiming for is about 2.5 hours, 3 times a week at least, that you have this time for yourself. These are blocks, not lunch, reserved time that you can think in your office. And now, what does it mean to think? I know that you don't need all the time every single week, but what this buffer gives you is the ability, for example, to do some emailing in normal hours while you, I don't know, sit in the open space, for example, for a bit and see how people do. Just maybe chit-chat with someone, have an impromptu one-on-one and whatever. Why? Because this is management by walking around. If you listen to episode 4, I think, you're going to see how valuable that is to your organization. And by doing that, you'll actually see how being available and having this time to just do whatever you feel you should be doing is the magic touch to your calendar. You should be watching over these blocks of time with the utmost care and attention, because you don't want to end up simply always canceling them and scheduling things instead of them, because that's not the way to go. I have a client that just started doing meatless Sundays. I'm not talking about meat that you eat, I'm talking about meetings. And now they have a day every week where they don't have any meetings. By the way, if you're not from Israel, we work Sunday to Thursday, all right? I'm not saying that they did something like not working on Saturday. Meatless Sunday here means that the first day of the work week, Monday for the rest of the world, is free. You don't have any meetings, and so you can actually have a day of work, and that's not just for the leadership, that's across the org, which I think is great. And again, I always believe in this trickle-down leadership. If you start having these blocks and people see whenever they want to invite you that you have this time that you cherish, they understand that they're expected and can do the same. And if they see how you block things up and how you make sure that you don't attend needless meetings, they know that it's okay for them to do it too. I love it when someone tells me, when I send them an invite and they tell me, you know what, I don't think I need to be there. It's not a decision I have any part of. Just send me the summary if you want it and that's it. Because I don't want to waste anyone's time. If I'm in a meeting that I invited and people are pulling up their phones and not actively doing stuff, I know that I made a mistake. I don't want these kind of meetings. I want short, succinct meetings that result with decisions. And that, my friends, is how you do a calendar refresh or a reset or something good. You need to make sure that you have this clean calendar that you like and that doesn't make you feel bad whenever you open it. I had a commander in the army that used to say that his calendar is like playing Tetris. He ends up with having all these rows filled. And that, I think, is a very big mistake. You don't want that. So thank you for listening. Again, if you want to send me a screenshot of your calendar before and after, I'd really love to see it. Please do subscribe, recommend, like, retweet, and do whatever you can do on your social platform that's good. All right, thank you very much, and talk to you soon.